is considered not what? But why does Rabbi Yeshua say that Lo Yad Kishurim? And Rabbi Yeshua says, so the Jews could say that according to Rabbi Elazar, this Ksas Chosn is enough, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not enough. So it's not considered as what? The living the kankani, living the otzitz, under circumstances where it's likely to become filled up with water. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not considered hot. Hot means hot. So then, why not keep? So it seems that according to the Rosh, here, just as the Rosh applies the concept of Achshavi retroactively, so that according to the Rosh, Rabbi Yeshua also applies the concepts of Achshavi retroactively. But the Rosh distinguishes between Shvire and Kviya Sotis, because Enoch Nami, he knew that this Otis might be filled up with water. This Otis might be filled up with water. But he didn't do it for that purpose. So, Mimele, and it was filled up with water. And then, if he's Kepe, so that means that the element of Otis is there. Because it's all to his advantage. He left the Otis knowing very well that it might be filled up with water, and then without any loss. So he benefited. He took advantage of this filling up of water. What did he do? First he left it under circumstances that might fill it up with water, and then after it was filled up with water, he just bent down the otzitz, and the mikveh was filled up with that water. So that's considered that the filling up of water was done by tzedek. Mashenke, if he breaks it, so there is an element of loss too. I mean, he loses the kankanim, so it's not 100% to his advantage. It's not 100% to his advantage because he loses the kankanim. So mimele, it's not considered that nismalu biratzedek. This is how the Rosh explains the Mishnah. All right. Now, let's see the next Mishnah. Hamisader kankanim misichaber, shehu milei mayim, kidei sheyivliu hamayim misirdif nehakankanim, velo yivliu hamayim sheyinosu liseichon, venismalu mayim, kinivu hamayim milachneseyen, vegam ofru liseichon ad shenismalu mayim, אבל פי שבו להביר עצמי מופי שובר הקנקני מהי שבסייכון נחשיב ושוב שלא יקיבל המים לסייכון and what was done? שבירה and who is the more the Schweizer of Mishnetes? Rabbi Yeshua. So memele, since שבירה was done, even though Mishnetes is analogous to Mishnetes because in both he left the vessel under circumstances that he knew might fill it up with water. And he didn't mind leaving it. So he didn't mind leaving the vessel under circumstances that will fill it up with water. And then, once it was filled up with water, what did he do? So if he bends it, so that means he's taking advantage of the water. So it's considered retroactively that the vessel was filled up with tzedek because he did it knowing very well that might happen, and then he manipulated that water should come into the mikveh. He didn't do it yodai for kviyeh. So mele, it's retroactively it's considered to have been smalu b'tzedek. Mashenkin, if he breaks it, so true, he took advantage, but it was coupled with the monetary loss. He lost the kankanim, he had to break the kankanim. And since, if he deliberately had left the vessel in the bay in order that it should be filled up, so even though ultimately he sustained the loss,
it would still be considered jokingly. But he didn't leave it deliberately. He left it knowing that this might happen. And then when he took advantage, he sustained the loss. So he sustained the loss because he had to lose the kankanim. He had to pay the kankanim. So mainly it's not considered nismalogati. But everything is on the basis of showbiz. Everything is on the basis of showbiz. And the Rambam Shita is the same thing. The Rambam Shita is the same thing. Now, the Rambam, Perik Dalet Milches, Mikroes, Aloch Alev, Beis, Gimu, Din Tein Roshi Kol Mayim Chonosim Tein Mimbe, Shenem Amik Vemayim Mikol Moki, the Shit is a Rambam, the Chow Bikuleis, Kosha Bidarais, Bein Chow Bikli, Bein Chow Tzum Mil Bikati, because the Rambam Shit is the Chow Bikli Kulei, is Kosha Bidarais, only possible Rabbanon, but Chow Aldim Bikulei, Aldim Mil Bikati, Aldim Mil Bikati, is possible. Vihuji hier ben kid lahalis ben kid tfil khol kuvod un basach. Shiu ra khom im amal amal bukhum shalom nachamis. Vi shiu ze un marzik memso. Mai ben shiu ben shiu shiu. Mit dem sekrim shamai ma shiu im pus sun mit tfil. Vi lo ei gal mit mein shiu 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 nafus yach shiu mit mein shiu im pas vak. Aber bi shiu bisl mein shiu de ve sekrim lom du behekish. Shau ei mer ach mai no beyom mit mein ye to. Ha mai un mit ze yadom klau. Va be ye kolay bi yodom. Shai kolay mein shiu. אמר חכמים, עמיק ולא יקול אישור ובאיר, ואין צורך לי, יזכו לי לשמיים כמיים. אלוהים כן, אלוהים יש בהתפיס עשי הדודו, יזכושה. It's very remarkable. I mean, it's not in conformity to the דרך הרמב״ם. The Rambam, in general, does not mention the droshes. He mentions, in Yonah Hazoko, the halokhe that results, that emanates from a certain droshe. But he doesn't, very, very seldom does the Rambam mention droshes. Alachas kamo b'chamo, when a certain droshes nasmachte, so it goes without saying that it's not the derech of the Rambam to mention a droshe that is nasmachte. Now, according to the Rambam Shite, the chow, I kulei, bein chow b'chli, bein chow thumil b'kate, is only possibly Rabbonon with Raisis kosher. So that droshe that the Sakro mentions is nasmachte. How come that the Rambam, who doesn't even mention Drosh's Mures, needless to mention, Asmachtes, here he mentions the whole Asmachte. The whole Drosh, according to the Rambam, it's an Asmachte. So he says, Aval pish epistle mayim shuvim mit dem Seifrim, lomdu behekish, shau eimer, ach mayon ubei abik ve mayim yentoyer, ha mayon intvies yadolem klal, va abei akulim bin yodom, shai kulim mayim shuvim, אמרו חכמים, המקווה לא יהיה כולי שוב כבאר, ואם צורך לי יסכולי בני שמיים כמיון, אלא אם יש בתפיס עשי הדודם קשה. How come? I mean, it's not a kasha. But how come the Rambam was, I mean, an unusual daika, every word. He mentions it, and he explains why he mentions it. Even though it's with the same thing, but the Chachomim still learned it out. A droshe, a hekish to mind. A mayon has no tvisas yadon, and the mikveh has a tvisas yadon, because the mikveh is a reservoir. So mele we learn out that in order that the mikveh should be kosher, it should be partially like a mayon. In other words, but if it's not even partially like a mayon, if it's kulei tvisas yadon, show means kulei tvisas yadon, then it's possible. Why don't they have to mention it? It's an asmach, but we saw in several examples we saw that aloche, that even though according to the Rambam kulei shov is only possible in Rabbanon, still there is a distinction in regard to several aloches
between Kuli Shom and Miyuti Shom. Now, what we already had it in connection with Tilly Lohokim. So if it's a suffix, so if the suffix is whether it's mutual or natural altogether, then we have Tilly Lohokim. Shnei Mikvois. And Gimel Lugin fell into one mikveh. And we don't know into which, so we're Tilly Lohokim. But if the suffix is maybe it's Kuli Shom, we're not Tilly Lohokim. So that's one of the rayas of the shaming that Kuli Shov is possible to raise. Because if Kuli Shov is only possible to Rabbanon, we should be telling the Hokul even when the suffix is, whether it's Kuli Shov or not. So how do we explain it according to Rambam? Because in the Rabbanon there is a difference. Miute Shov has a Shem Mikve, in the Rabbanon has a Shem Mikve, but it has a Shem Psur. Masha'inke in Kuli Shov doesn't even have, Kuli Shov doesn't even have a Shem Mikve. That's one example. Another example, we got Yam Shov. Most Rishonim pasken, like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov in Gmurim, that when it's Miyuti Shov, Hamshoch is effective. When it's Kuli Shov, Hamshoch is not effective. The question is, Monefshach. So if we according to the Rishonim, that Kuli Shov is possible in the Raise, so then we could explain it, even though it's not explained that way. Because the Marit says that even if we say that Kuli Shov is possible in the Raise, but if there was Amshoch and Kuli, so then it's only possible in the Rabbah. Alright, but we could explain that. But according to the Shemin, that Kuli Shov is also possible in the Rabbah only. So, Monevshech, if Amshoch has the capacity of being Mafkia, the Psul of Shbaim Shuvim, it should have the capacity of being mafkia the psul of Mayim Shuvim, even when it's Kuli Shov. The answer is, but with Rabbanon there is an essential difference. Kuli Shov, so the Rabbanon doesn't even have a Shem Mikveh. Miuti Shov, Gimel Lugin, a Shem Mikveh it has, but it's possible. So the Aloch is, Hamshoche is capable of eliminating the psul, but Hamshoche is not capable of conferring a Shem Mikveh on something that is not a Shem Mikveh. If it has a Shem Mikveh, but it's possible, so Amshoche can eliminate the Psul. But if it doesn't even have a Shem Mikveh, we'll soon see in the Rambam Shite, in Amshoche. As a matter of fact, I mean, just for a moment, because then we might become involved in that. And now, turn to the Rambam in Hilchas Mikvoyes Perek Dalet. So the Rambam says, Perek Dalet Alochaches, in Amayim Shuvim Ashuvim Peisnim Es Hamikvim Bishleisho Lugin Ad Sheyiplu Esir Hamikvim Min Akli Avol Im Nigiru Amayim Ashuvim Chutz Limikvim Im Shechov Yodu Limikve Enon Peisnim Es Hamikvim Ad Sheyiru Mechto Limechto Avol Im Hoyorim Min Akshirim Arya Hamikve Kosh Keitza Mikve Sheyish Bichof Soma Umashu Mayim Sheyif Voyom Im Malim Sheyif Chutz Limikve Vamayim Im Shochim Yenu Limikve Bein Shoyim Im Shochim Al Akarake Oim Esir Hasilun Chayetze Bein Midvorim Sheyne Peisnim as a mikvah are you kosher, but if you shlim in the elef so, shashuvo shim shichu o ksheiro, im hoyo shom reiv memso min hakosher. That's one example of Hapshoche that the Rambam mentions. So what is that example? If you had mikveh that had rov, maim cheir, make shom, and then through Hapshoche, he manipulated that a mute of Mayim Shuvim should come in through Amshoche. Through Amshoche, he manipulated that Mayim Shuvim should come in. Mayim that were already shown. So then, the Aloche is, it's all right. Then he mentions another example. V'chein gag, because it's Amshoche b'miute. Amshoche b'miute, Rav Lezer ben Yaakov says, is effective. V'chein gag, sho yobrei, shechov so, masho mikshom. ומילי בכסייף מנוס מסיך פוחס מחוב שנמצא הכל פוס ופוס אחד סיניה ונמשוך הכל מוקם אחד הרי זה מקווה כושר שהמשיך שהשובים שימשיכו כולו כשירו דז בגמורה אין תמורה and according to the Rambam if you looked up the Shiltes and the Vitzibs pshat in the Shiltes so then you'll see I mean that the Rambam according to the Rambam's pshat in the Gemore so the two are not sincere each other. The two are not saying each other. Even though the Rambam Shite is not like the Shulchan Shite. It's not like the Shulchan Shite. But der Rambam passt ins Boot, Halloche, es Rebbeleze bei Jakobs Halloche, in Drobins und Rabdimes Halloche, du, that Mikvesh im Shechua Kulok Shero, but the other Rishonim say that Rabobins or Rabdime, they are to their soils. So, Robins and Rabdimes Halloche of Mikvesh im Shechua Kulok Shero means that if you had a memso, a maimshuri memso, then you are mamshich that mikveh into another place, so then it becomes kosher according to that mandomer. So then it's not in accordance with the shita of Rabbi Yaakov and the Chachmei Amayro. So they pass like the Rabbonon, they hold it's a machlokes between Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and the Rabbonon, and they pass like the Rabbonon. But the Rambam has another pshat in the Gemara in Gemara, Mikveshim Shechu or Kulok Sheiro. Not that if you had Mem Sol Maim Shuvim in this place, and then you made a pipe, you constructed a pipe, you set up a pipe, and then you manipulated that the Mem Sol that is Kulei Shov in this place should through the pipe go be channeled into another mikveh, and another mikveh that right now is empty, so then it becomes kosher. So this is the shita of the Rabbonon of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov and the Chachmei Amarov that the Rambam mentions here in the Perusha Mishnah in Perek Dalet. They pass through like Rabbonon of Rabbi Zabi Yaakov, because Mishnah Rabbi Zabi Yaakov Kavnoke applies only to a Mishnah, not to a Braise. But the Rambam's pshat in Mikveshim Shechu Kulok Sheiro is something else. Not that if you had Memso and then you set up a pipe and you manipulated that this Memso Shuvim should through the pipe go into a mikveh and fill up an empty mikveh, so then it becomes kosher. No, then it doesn't become kosher. But if you had, so this is an example he mentions. Chengak Shehoyo Bireishi Chofso Mashu. So the rov of the memso was nikshon. U mile bikisei vevinos nesir epoches mechol. So then everything becomes possible. But everything becomes possible not because it was kulishon vohubishon. Everything becomes possible because it was miudishon, because gimelukim was shon. That's the aloche. If you pour in gimelukim shon into a mikveh before the mikveh is memso, so everything becomes shon. So if you have such a mikveh that was not the rov over chofso was mikshon, but then everything became possible through the miut, through the yetes so of shuvim, and then posach hasatzinah, then you set up a pipe and you manipulate to channel this water into a mikveh, so then it becomes kosher. So on one hand, so there's the kasha against the Rambam, but here it's the moment. So here it was already possible completely. The answer is it's also based upon the Shitz Rambam. Why do we say that shol bikulei or berubei, so hamshoch is not effective, and shol bimiutei hamshoch is effective? Both are Rambam. The answer is, but it's two different rabbanos. If he chose bikulei or berubei, so he doesn't even have a shemikveh. So through hamshochah, you cannot confer a shemikveh, and upon something does not have a shemikveh. But if it's miutei shom, if chopalev so is mikshomi, and yuteso is shom, so then even with rabbanon it has a chalei shemikveh, but it has a shemsu. So memele, through hamshochah, you can be mafkia the shemsu. So memele, in this case, God show you reishi chofso. Umashut, mikshon, umile bikseife, vinosan liseiche, poches, mechof, shenim tzahakel posl. But only posl is shemikvi tez. Why? Because the major portion over chofso was mikshon. Uposa chatzina vinim shuchatel mokem echot. So, a shemikvi tez, what it tez is shem psu. So then, if his mom shechet, it's mafkia the psu. Masha'inkin, if at the very outset Chofalev so was shown, so then it doesn't even have Shemikveh, so Amshoche cannot confer Shemikveh. So we see that there is a difference between the Rabbonon of Gimel Lugim Paslaning, that's only Psul, but the Shemikveh it has, and the Rabbonon of Rov, being shown. So then he doesn't tell Mevshe Mikve. So this is what the Rambam is trying to tell us. In other words, why is it at all? This is the Rabbanon and that is the Rabbanon. So why is this Rabbanon so much more chomor? So then that Rabbanon, the answer is because the asmacht and the droshim is that it has to be analogous to a certain extent to a mayon. A mayon does not have tvisas yadodom at all. Mashenkin, if he chose, so he tests tvisas yadodom, so it's not analogous to a mayon. So memele, it's not kosher. So here it doesn't mean it's not kosher, it has a shemsu. It doesn't have a shemikve. That's why Mashenkin, the psu, the rabbonon of Miucho is not based upon this drosha, upon this asmach. It's a separate rabbonon. So there is shemikve, it has. That's the reason as why the Rambam mentioned this drosha, which according to the Rambam Shite is only asmachte. To point out that this droshe, which is rasmachte, tells us that if it's not demeli mayon, he doesn't have a shemitre. Alright, then he says, Eight is yellow in cloud, but better with the odom, shakum, and shurim of Hakomim, and bitterly, coolish old Kibay, Vince of Lee's good is a mine Kimayo, and he bits at your dotum caution. Kate, how many a can be Chicago in Agam, the old lamp shom in his mouth, Avo Pishin is a shomim, Harizi is a cancani, O Yirpain, Vamai Manik Mem Chainly Vale, the Avalpi, Shakamai Way, Loyal Behailing, Shalom in Bilamiodi. So he says. In other words, because when they want a small, so the element of chotzen was lacking. So the male showed before he didn't become. And then when he's kefe, he doesn't become shov al de milu bikatev sharei lo milu biyode. It was not nasa mekeche. Lifichochim igbi asakankani ve'erom. So then it's milu biyode. So true, it's not shov al de milu bichli, but it's shov al de milu bikatev. That's alochay. Then the other mishnah ches is nalochay. Hasayot sheshochachot is bimikve mismal ma'im afachnish bimikve umat. Now, there are two Svorim Gulis Aliyas. Both are very good Svorim. I mean, Gulis Aliyas that you can get here, I mean, that was written by Reberish Lifshitz. Reberish Lifshitz, I think, was related to the Pshinir Zalman, the Rav Shachanov. He was, I think, a contemporary of his, and he was a brother-in-law of the Rav Shachanov. I don't know, he was related. That's one good salis. And then Rab Chaim Elozer Wachs in his Nefesh HaChayo, so he has a kuntres amikvois. He's called good salis. He's short, kuntres amikvois. Now, this is also a very good kuntres amikvois. That's the good salis of Rab Chaim Elozer Wachs. So he mentions there Siftes in the Kutras Gutzalis by Rav Chaim Elozer Wachs. So he says, "Begin as Vodim, Hevi Shom Chuves Maram Ben Choviv, Baruch, VeHevi Shebishnasei Alofim,
Shin Samech Leitziro, Biore Italie, Bi Ravigo, Osu Mikve Binyanze, De Hoyo Odom Dele Maime Abeo Bichli Minukev Nikovim Dakim, Vohoyo Bitsurufon Kishveres Aneit. I mean, to take a Kele and make one big hole like Shveres Aneit, so it will not be practical, because in a few seconds all the water will be poured, will spill out. But there is a loche that if you have many nikovim, small nikovim, but altogether they have the size of shveres aneid, so that's also mapkia the shemikli. I mean, it's not such a double portion, but many rishonim say it. So memele, they wanted to construct a mikveh, and there was a problem in constructing a mikveh. It's not so simple. So bi ravigla in Italy, so also mikveh binyaze. The hoyo odom dele maim abeya bichli minukev nikovim dakim. The hoyo bitzerufon kishveres aneit. In other words, if they made one big neck of shveres aneit, you wouldn't be able to use it. You couldn't draw water from the mayon and then allow it to be poured into the mikveh. Because the moment knows, as soon as you fill it up, it will spill out. But if you make tiny nikovim, and each nekev is less than shveres aneid, but together is shveres aneid, so many rishonim say that that's mafkia b'shem kele. Mimele, any water that is contained temporarily in that kele that has a total of nikovim of shveres aneid, so it is natural because it does not have the shem kele, inasmuch as the total of the nikovim, so has the size of shveres aneid. So mele it will not become short. The hoyo odom dele maimi abeya bichli minukev nikovim daki. The hoyo bitzurufon shveres aneid. The hoyo odom hadele sheife chadli. So first he will be dele from the mayon, from the beya in this kind of a kele. So the mayon does not become short because the totality of the nikovim shveres aneid, and then he pours it into them. There is a pipe. Let's say here is the pail from which he is bailing the water. He draws the water, and then there is a big pipe. So he pours the water from the pail into the pipe, and then it goes through a long pipe, and then it falls into the mikveh. So this is the kind of mikveh that in Ravigo, in Italy, they constructed. V'hoyo odom adei l'shev chadli b'tzina shalei, tzrei sheyachad al gav ha-beir, v'rei sheyashen al gav ha-mikveh. One opening was near the beir, and the other opening was in the mikveh. V'nech l'kochach me'adeir, v'hechsher ha-mikveh. Ahu, rabboni v'netzie, hichshiru ha-mikveh. So the chachmi v'netzie were machshir mikveh. Kakosu b'seif ha-mash b'smuchomis, psak rabboni ma-matir. V'rabboni Italia, apparently, in those days, so Venice was not part of the sovereignty of Italy, because he refers to some chachomim as chachmi Italia and some chachomim as chachmi Venezia. I mean, today it is a city in Italy, so I suppose that there was a separate government in those days. V'rabboni Italia poslu, kakosu b'seif ha-mikvi Yisroel b'seif ha-pol dimayim. Hevi psak ha-rabbonim ho-eschim b'seif ha-pol dimayim. Hey, be safe. The shawl rabboni rakidish svas v'iskimu maram galanti u'bezdin alos. So what's the matter? I mean, though the chachmi Italian understand this, why they ask it? Because true, there are two kinds of shawl. There is a shawl of milu bichli, and there is a shawl of milu bikam. So in a chalam, that it's it. We're not going to discuss that question. Whether the totality of nikovim is mitzurev to shveres aneid to be mafkir shem. So we are assuming, of course, it was based upon that premise. Even the chachmi Italia did not contest the mikveh on the basis of the premise that it became shol b'chli. So they agreed, they conceded to that point. In other words, since they used a pail that had a totality of nikovim shveres aneid, so it did not become shol b'chli. But then the Chachmi Italia asked it, because true, it did not become shov Bichli as a result of being drawn into the pail that had been coming, but then he poured it biyodai. So a number of people, biyodayim, they poured the water into the pipe. And that pipe, so one end was near the bail, and the other end was near the mikveh. So it should become shov, fumil bikate, biyodayim. The answer is, that's like kfiyas hakankanim. I mean, this is what I'm saying. I mean, so that this the reason as to why the Chachmei Venetia, or Materet, because we see from the Shita of the Rosh and the Rambam, they explain these Mishnahs not like the Rash. It's not on the basis of Amshoche. Now we paskin that Amshoche Mikula is not kosher. If we paskin like Chachmei Amaro, then there wouldn't be any disagreement. Then everybody would agree with the Chachmei Venetia that it's kosher, because then you wouldn't even have to use a kele that has a totality of nikovim of shveras aneid. You would be able to take a good kele without any nikovim and then pour it into the pipe and let it fall into the mikveh according to the Chachmei Amaro. So according to the sheet of Chachmei Amaro, it's very easy to construct mikvahs. So in other words, so we paskin that hamshochet mikule is not effective, and here every drop of water that came into the mikveh, what came in through a point into the pipe, mamish. The answer is, according to the Rosh and the Rambam, so in this case where the kankanim were filled up, shalui batzeli, so mainly didn't become shalui. So then, if he's came for the kelim, so it's all right. Why is it all right? Because it is. Because it's not really mikatev. Why is it really mikatev? If he's shame of the kankanim or if he's came for the kankanim, because when does it involve the psul of really mikatev? Only when bikeche is mimali. But here, when you pour into the pipe, so bikeche, the water is poured on the pipe, and it's a long pipe. By the time it drips into the mikveh, it's posakeche. So it's like fias kankani. Here it's like fias kankani. It's even more remote than fias kankani. But if fias kankani does not constitute milu tatev solachas kamo lechamo, this does not constitute milay, does not constitute milu tatev. So that's probably the hesber. of the Chachmei Venetia. And what is the shita of Chachmei Italia? So apparently, the Chachmei Italia held, true, there was no show of Milu Bechli, because it had a totality of a Nikovim of Shveres Aneid. But then, when they poured it into the pipe, into the Tzineir, so then it became show for Milu Bikate. Even though it wasn't done Bekeche, so still, it's considered as the Mikatev, even though it was not done Mikhe. But it was still done all the other. So in other words, the Chachmei Italia assumed that Mila Mikatev does not have to be Dafke when it's done al Bekeche. If it's done all the other, even it's not done al Bekeche, so it's also Mila Mikatev. Now, Vinitama Matirin, Mikim Raviga Haniska, who Mishun Dipsum Shuvim Yidishnei Dvorim, Vayachod Mipnei Sheshoa Bichli, Vashaini Mishun Dahavet Visa Seyoda, Vichim Shakli Minuke, Vitim Rishash Dishuvim Bichli, Viham Shochem Mitzirin Yitvizero. It's misleading, you see. But then he points out himself, he doesn't mean on the basis of Ham Shochem per se, because we passed that Ham Shochem Mikulei is not effective. He uses the Rosh Nam Shochet because it is done for Am Shochet. But it's not on the basis of the Chalizdin Am Shochet. Here is Mikulei. He means since it's done al the Am Shochet, so there is no Milu Mikatev. We don't have to resort to the Alocha of Am Shochet. V'Am Shochet mitzim it at Vizier Olo. So, Umid the Havik Ha'avis and the Daloye, the Isen Firi Kol Aposol in the Tile. That the Gemara in Kol Aposol, the Gabin Tilas Yodayim. So, Alocha in Tilas Yodayim,
it has to be done al dekei agav. In other words, you have to take a glass, let's say, and you pour the water from the glass upon the hand. So it's done al dekei agav. So the Gemara in Kolaposa says, l'gabri tilas yadayim, that if, let's say, in such a case where someone poured from a pail of water into a pipe, and then another person wanted to eat, so put his hands under the other end of the pipe, and he washed his hands that way. So it's not good, because it's not done al dikeach gavre. It's not done al dikeach gavre. Only when you are magbia the kele, and you pour upon the hands of the person. But if you pour water into a pipe, and then the water drips down from the other end of the pipe and your hands, so it's not like your gavre. So just as over there, so he says, "Midet habe karis da loye diese fer kapos in tile, she tsong she yovi a mai mikia gavre, u she mit mi rochig na da loye so spasa giure de lei, u also in tile rag bisom khlei, u vniden di dam da aber hefer, she tsong she hier mit sie ja dort mikia gavre, u mikia gavre ich tsikh ham shoche, hin rabo miat, li make di isle make di isle." Omrom, rubo miskimu di tsorcham shoche kimu tsvochi. So he says, "Vitamo Yisri, the afilu the akli minukev mikol mokin, kim shenase al dikei chodom." Even though it's not mamish kei chodom, he means it's posakei, but it's a result of the kei chodom. It's a result of the kei chodom. How does the water drip down into the mikveh from the other end of the pipe? Because he poured, so it's a result of kei chodom. It's not the kei achrish, so it's kei achsheni. So he says, "Gam kim din shuni malai lichol dovo." So then he says, so that was machlekes, a very interesting machlekes between Chachmei Venetia and Chachmei Italia. And then he says the Maram Choviv mentions that machlekes, and the Maram Choviv v'chriya k'daso yisro like Chachmei Italia. V'hei v'rayim midivra b'siyosef shekos aval arash dim foresh di praise di legion hoi dami mokim umokim shuvo likam da'ayeta hu b'shun d'have b'am shoche. Because of Abbas Yosef, the who, the loikil, chase, uchimandoma, the imshiho kulo kosher, avolimandoma, imshiho kulo posul, psulo, alme de ahmad de apostle, have a machmas pieces yadodom, gamkin posul, the imshiho kulo. Now this rash, the rash, we learned it last time, in Mishneh Tes. So he mentions that he said it. So he says, legion noiva mimokim limokim. וכי בהם הוא יברס מוקים למוקים, וזילפו בידיהם ורגליהם גימולוגים למקווה קושר, ולא יועד, אלא עושו מקווה תחיל הקושר. So the Rash explains it, וזילפו בידיהם ורגליהם גימולוגים למקווה קושר, למקווה קושר. עם הקרקה קודם. What it means עם הקרקה? So that means המשוך. And it's Rabbi Yeshua, the Rash says, that he, Lishitose, he holds that Hamshocha Bikula is kosher. So the Bais Yosef says, so Maram Choviv mentions a raya to the Shita of the Chachmei Italia from the Bais Yosef and the Rash. Midiv Rav Bais Yosef, because of the Rash, didn't forge the price of the Yonah even walk and walk. So why is it Mutea if they splash water into the mikveh? Why is it Mutea? Because they splash it in a cup. That means, at first, initially, they splash from here to here. Then, from the second place, it drips into the mikveh. But if they will splash directly into the mikveh, then it will be possible. Then it will be possible. So the Rash explains it on the basis of Hamshach Bikule, because it's Rabbi Yeshua Lishitose, that Hamshach Bikule. The implication being that if we pass that Hamshach, Hamshoche Bikule, Hamshoche Bikule is possible, is ineffective, so then it's not kosher. Even though over there, it doesn't come kechei because it's already kei hasheni, because first the legion splashes water as they march from here to here, and then it drips down to the mikveh. So we see, as long as it comes into the mikveh as a result of the keach of the gavre, even though it's already posakei, so it is shown. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's kosher because it's amshoch. But we pass that amshoch mikole is ineffective. That's the raya. So that's the raya of the Maram Choviv for the Shita of the Chachmei Italia. And he mentions that with Divrei Abbes Yosef, she calls up a rash, the forage, the price of the legion, or even mocking the mocking, she who will come on, the head of whom should have a mabshoch. Because of Abbes Yosef, the who do I kill Hase, who him and Domar and Shiva Kula Kosha, Abu Madomar and Shiva Kula Postal, Psu, Alme, the Afmada Psu, who mach was this, Yadon and Gamki Postal, Bim Shiva Kula. Oh, then he says, so Reb Chaim Rosa Bax mentions the Taz, in Simmerish Alep, Siv Kotl Chofres, Vil Shita Sarayvet, כל שאין כאן כלי, רק הפסול, מחמה שנעשה, מכי החודום, כושר בהמשיכו כולו. So then he mentions the sheet of the Raivek, and that's actually the sheet of the Rosh Tu. That's actually the sheet of the Rosh Tu. But the Taz mentions the sheet of the Raivek, so the Raivek says that if it is not shown bechli, if it never was contained in the Kelim, or if it was contained in the Kelim that is in Ekev, so it was not in the Chalishim, whatever. So, where in any case, where it didn't become shown while the will be clean. And then, it is poured into the mikveh through Hamshoche. What does it mean, Hamshoche? Hamshoche means, in contrast to a direct pouring, that means posakech, that's Hamshoche. So the Raivet says, so the Raivet says that it's kosher. Why? Because the Raivet Chita is that when does it involve the psul of show about the mil bikatev, only when there is a direct mil al the keich. But if it is the result of the keich hodom, but it's not keich rishi, it's keich sheni, it's posa keich, or it's hasoras keich hamneya. If it doesn't come directly to the Keach Odom, then it doesn't involve the psul of Nubikatev. So they all use the Lashon Hamshoche, but they don't mean the din of Hamshoche. Hamshoche is just a word designating an indirect pouring into the middle, when it's not done directly through the Keach Odom. So that's the Raivich. So in other words, so that means, and as a matter of fact, is the Rambam Shite, besides the Rambam Shite here in connection with Kviya Sakankani, more right, that's not so explicit, but we see the Rambam Shite now in connection with that is Hefte, of Legion or even Mimokim Mimokim. Now that is Hefte, Legion or even Mimokim Mimokim. First he says, V'cheinu yichabei zeyim, zili v'yodo v'miraglov, shlei sheslubin l'mikve posl, heilchini ma'akal kakosha, legion o'im emokim emokei, v'zilfu, so it's kosha. So the Rash says, that's also heilchini ma'akal. And according to the Rash, what's the heter of heilchini ma'akal? That's hamshoch, the din hamshoch. Because hamshoch is mafkia the psul of hamshoch. The hamshoch is mafkia the psul of hamshoch. So then it is towing the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua is whether Hamshoche Mikule is effective or not effective. So this is the Rashi. But how do the other Rishonim reconcile the two halachos in the Tosefta? There is an apparent spirit between two halachos in the Tosefta. On one hand, this Tosefta said, Rabbi Yisrael Meir, Rabbi Yisrael Meir, Zilin B'yodov L'Ragov Shlei Shalom in Mikve Post. And then it says, Legion O'Eva Mimokim Limokim. וכן בהימו יברס למוקים למוקים, וזילפו בידיהם ורגליהם, גימולוגים למקווייס יזכות. So the Rash says, לגיון אוהב המוקים למוקים, וזילפו וכן בהימו יברס למוקים למוקים, וזילפו בידיהם ורגליהם גימולוגים לקושר, מיד עוצות להמשוך. And because they agree with the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, that המשוך המקולה, that's what the Rash says. But the Adashi, the Rosh, reconciled the two halachas in the Tosefta. Look, with the mila b'katev and directly with keach, pour water into the mikveh it's an infection. If a monk can do that, you'll train a monkey to fill up
a mikveh, bikate, it will be in kosher. Only when it's done by a person, by a god, by a human being, not if it's done on a baby. So, zili yodo beragvo, by a person, so it's possible. Behemoth yiveres mimokim mimokeh. So it's done by behemoth, it's kosher. But it also says, legion, so according to the Rosh, legion means, you know, soldiers, many times, they ride on horses. So the ziluf was done, the splashing was done, not by the human being. The human being happens to be riding on the horses. That's the legion, that the cavalry, that is marching, as they ride on the horses. So the splashing was done by the horses' legs. So again, so it's not milvikat. This is the washing. What is and the raivet, and they mention the raivet chite. The raivet chite is that if it's done through amshochen, it's kosher. And what does it mean by amshochen? The raivet chite is not like the rash. When the rash says amshochen, it means the din of amshochen. Because amshochen is mafkiya, they didn't show. And it's told in machlekes of Rabbi Ezra and Rabbi Yeshua. But when the raivet mentions amshochen, they mention the name of the raivet amshochen. That's a word. Amshochen means indirectly done. In other words, they splash first from here to here, and then it drips down into the middle. So in other words, so what is the shite of the raivet? That when does it involve a psul of milu bikate? Only when it's done bikeche, directly. But if it's a result of the keach of the person, but it's not done directly with his keach, it's posta keach, it's asoras keach ameneya, so then it does not constitute a psul of milu bikate. Now let's see the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. Gaios oive mimokim mimokim. Vichim behimo iveres mimokim mimokim. In perikei aloche ches. Vizilufu biyodeyem viraglayen. Biyodeyem viraglayen. Shlei shonugim mimikve ari de kosher. Vilo yoid ala afilo osu mikve bitchil ari de kosher. Now. This is the Taz. This is the Taz Pshat. In the Raivet. But others say the name of the Raivet. The Taz mentions in the name of the Raivet. So he says, she is a Raivet, Kol Shein Kan Kli, Rakapsu, Machma Shenase, Nikei Chodom, Kosher B'Yimshich Okula. So he mentions, what does it mean, B'Yimshich Okula? It doesn't mean Amshoche, but it means that it's not done directly. The others say that the Pshat in the Raivet is that it's kosher, because it's done shalom b'kavanah. So even if it will be done b'kavanah, even if it will be done b'keichi mamish, so it will not involve the psul of milu b'kavanah. In other words, according to that pshat in the Raivet, according to that pshat in the Raivet, I mean, the Bach says that this is the pshat in the Raivet, so mele, the b'chidesh. In other words, because I mentioned last year, that there is a fundamental distinction between the show b'chli and the show milvikate. Show b'chli has to be coupled with the subjective element. Masha'imke, the show b'kate does not have to be coupled with the subjective element. And what's the idea that show b'kate does not have to be coupled with the subjective element? That's the Mishneh. That's the Mishneh Hei, because he says. Mishnevov, Hamsamikes Atit Lizodi, who Moshe Menushleish Lugin Kosher, Hoyetel Shu Moshe Menushleish Lugin Possel, the Rabshid and Machshir, Shunishab and Mishay. So the question is, so there's the Ochashukhon's Kashi. There's the Ochashukhon's Kashi against the Ochashukhon's Kashi against the Rishemi. Against the Raivet. The Raivet says, but many say the Raivet Chita is that even Shov al Milu Bekate. So if it's not Bekavone, so then it's not possible. And that's the Pshat in the Tisefte of Legion or even Mokin and Mokin, because they're not mishaving to splash. As they march, some may let them splash, but they're not careful in their walking. But they're not mishaving. So that means that it requires Kavone, but that could be true only according to Reb Shimon. Because he says in Mishnah Vov shall mischav lishay, but the Rabbonon of Reb Shimon say that even though he was not mischav lishay, it's still possible.
So obviously, the Rabbanon Chavshim hold that the show of Milu Bekatev does not have to be coupled with the subjective element. So that's the kasha of the Orach HaShulchan. But there is a very simple teretz on that. According to the Ravid, so the subjective element is necessary in show of the Milu Bekatev also. But in this case, where his Hoyotelish, Umoshchem, Menushleisha Luni, in other words, he has mud, and the mud has a lot of water, absorbed a lot of water, and then he pulls a cloud of mud from one end of the mikveh to the other end, and he picks it up. So the melee, too, he's not mischavim to draw out the mud. He's not mischavim. But he knows it's a psychration. That is, and he knows that as a result of pulling, of moving the cloud of mud from one end of the mikveh to the other, it will inescapably squeeze out water. So mainly it's considered like nischavim, according to the Rambam. And Rav Shimon says, no, even though it is a psikreishe, but here you must have mamish kavanah. And psikreishe is not enough. So according to the Rambam, you see, according to the Rambam, so it is, it can, it, according to the Rambam, the machlek is between the Rabbonon and Rav Shimon and Mishneh is not whether show being or al dimilu bikatev has to be coupled with the subjective element. I mean, even the Rabbonon agreed that it has to be coupled with the subjective element. But the Rabbonon hold, even though there is no actual intent, as long as he intends to do something that he knows involves the drawing out of water, the squeezing out of water from the mud, so maybe that's considered mischavi. In other words, we apply the principle of psikreishin here. But, and according to Rav Shimon, we don't apply the principle of psikreishin. But the other Shem will say no. That the machlek is between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon is whether the show of Milu Bekatev has to be coupled with the subjective element or not. Anyway, so you see, so I just want to point out that even though the Taz mentions in the name of the Ravid, the name of the Ravid, the Pshat in the Legion, or even walking and walking, is because it's done through Hamshoche. And he certainly doesn't mean Hamshoche, the din of Hamshoche. He means that the reason it's not Nasas Mikheche, but according to the other Pshat in the Ravid, the Ravid is saying something else. But the Legion, or even walking and walking, it's not possible because Kavone is like it. Kavone is like it. But who explains it on the basis of the fact that it's not done directly? So let's see the Rambam. So the Rambam says in Pirkei, Milchas Mikvoyis Halacha Ches, Gaius Oivan Mokim Mokim, Bechim Beim Oivaras Mokim Mokim, Vizil Fumidein Veragleim Shleish Mutu with Mikvar in the Kosha, Veleid Afro Oso Mikvar with Tchilar in the Kosha. Now, so the Hesedishne has the Kashi, as the Kashi, this is Mistire, this is Mistire. Now, Tisefte, the Mikvoyis, Pirkim, Rav Yisim Azil Abiyo Lebrak, Shleish Mutu with Post, הוליך עם הקהל ככושר. לגיון לי במובק מוקר, שהיו הרבה ארץ מוקר מוקים, וזאת בידי רגליים, שיש לו פעמים מקרה כושר, ורואה יעיד על האפילו. על האפילו עושה מקרה התחיל לכושר. הוא פיל לשרוש, לגיון, הוא חייל ריח ויסוסי. קבל. So in other words, the splashing is done by Mahemis, not by Odom. Av Odom, שזה מביא עוד רק או שלישי מודו למקווה, חוסר יספוסלה. Even though it's done, שלא יביקרון לגמרי. When one splashes as he walks, he's just not careful. And it's not even a psychration. So, but if it's done on the other, because it's not when you walk, so when you march, you don't have to splash water all the time. Many times you splash water. It doesn't mean that every footstep, with every footstep you splash water, so it's not even a psychration. Still, the sheet of the Rosh is that if the splashing is done by a human being, it becomes possible without kavone, without psikreishin, without anything. There's the sheet of the Rosh. So, Ava b'divar Rav Nishim, sh'nira sh'in mechalim b'adu b'im, sh'kos ha'av b'zivu b'idim v'ragleim, sh'lishu b'gumim b'kve kosher im ha'kar k'kona. Uchmo sh'shoninu, hoi b'chma kar k'pirish d'hain ha'am shoche sh'em ha'are chutz l'mikve, v'im nishochim l'mikve. So that's the Rosh. Then he says, v'rabbeinu mashmalei, now the question is, what is it? The Rambam mentions the halacha of zilut v'yom v'ragluf posul, and then The of Legiono even Makamakim, and the Rambam doesn't agree with the Rosh. He doesn't say that Legiono even Makamakim means cavalry. I mean that they were riding on horses. So he says, the Rabbeinu Mashmalei, Shehumi for a shatisef, the Shein Viral Kamikako, Shein Viral Vitris Asragli Odom, Oy Beinu Kosha, Shein Chilik Bein Odom Lebehemo Yenze. Vitzolch Leimar, the Hodom Rabbi Yisi, Zilei Beyodom Lragov Shnei Shalugin, למקווה פוסל מפורש רבינו, דלויה על ידי נתיזה הויו. אלו שנוטל ביודוף ובירגלוף של ישלוקים, ויתילו למקווה. So in other words, so he says, what the Taz attributes to the Raivet, so the Raivet is not even mentioned. And many say that the Pshat in the Raivet is, that according to the Raivet, why is Legiono even mocking the mocking? Vizil from Raglea and Miskosher, because the element of Kavoni is lacking. But he says that in the Rambam. So in other words, Zilev Yodav Raglov means mamish, direct. He pushed the water, he kicked water into the mikveh. And Legiono even Mokim means he splashed from one place into the shore of the mikveh, and then it dripped down from the shore of the mikveh. It dripped down into the mikveh. So it didn't come into the mikveh directly. So we see that there are so many rishonim who hold that when does it involve the psul of mila bikatev only when it comes directly through the keah hodom. But if it doesn't come directly through the keah hodom, indirectly, a result of the keah hodom, let's say if you are kefir the kankanim, or you are mishaber the kankanim, or when you splash the water from one place to the other, and then it drips down to the mikveh, so then it's kosher, and we don't have to resort to amshocha. But the Maram Chovi mentioned the raya of the Rash, but it seems that one could be making like the Chachmei Venetia, because from all the other Rishonim, it's mashma that if water comes indirectly into, it does not come directly, it's not poured directly into the mikveh, but it is done through Amshoche, so then it doesn't constitute Milubikate. Who is the Rish who says that it does constitute Milubikate? So that's the Rash. Because the Rash explains that the Zefte of Legiono even Mokim Lemokim on the basis of Amshoche, and it's like Rabbi Yeshua says that Mile Bikate, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yeshua says that Amshoche Bikule is effective. So the Maram Chovev says, but we paskin that Amshoche Bikule is not effective. So Memele, we should pass through like the Chachmei Italia, not like the Chachmei Venetia. But the point is this, according to the Rav Batinore agrees with the Pshat of the Rash. Mimele, he says, that the machleket between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua is the same machleket as between Rabbonu and Rav Lezer and Yaakov. Mimele, since Rav Yeshua says that Yishovei or Yichvei, and that's Amshoche, that Aloche is like Rabbi Yeshua, that Amshoche Mikule is kosher, like the Chachmei Amarov. So it's very likely the Rash doesn't say that Aloche is like Rabbi Yeshua. But the Rabbi Batinore, who follows the Shite of the Rash and the Baram Rutenberg, he says that Aloche is like Rabbi Yeshua, that Amshoche Mikule is effective. So Bimele Mimonevshech, so it's mistaber that the Rash could also say that Aloche is that Amshoche Mikule is effective. Amshoche Mikule is effective. So then, Mimonevshech, we should be able to be made like the Chachmei Venetia. Because it's either or. If, let's say, we explain the Mishnes not like the Rash, so then it follows that Kvifas Kankanim does not constitute Milubikat. So then it's like the Chachmei Venetia. But in order to say who says that Kivifes Kankanim does constitute Milubikatev, that's the Rash. Because according to the Rash, we have to resort to Amshoche Mikule. But according to the Rash, so Rabbi Yeshua is the one who holds that Amshoche Mikule is kosher, and the Rambam Tanora says that because of that, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. But so why does the Maharami Ben Chovi aser like the Chachmei Italia? Because the Rash never says, whenever he discusses Amshoche, so he discusses the question whether it has to be Kidmo Ribie Le Amshoche of the Miutonat. If the Rash Shita had been that halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua, he should mention it, that we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. So the Mele, they assumed that even though according to the Rash, the machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua is the same machlekes as between Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov and the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yeshua holds like the Rabbanon from Rabbi Yaakov, that Amshoch Mikulei is effective, and Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov, that Amshoch Mikulei is not effective, only Amshoch Mikulei. But since Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov says that Amshoch Mikulei is not effective, only Amshoch Mikulei, and the Rash discusses as to whether according to Rabbi Elazar Yaakov it's necessary that Kidmo Ribi El Amshoche, or it doesn't matter, so then he comes to the conclusion it doesn't matter, so it's mashma that the Rash doesn't pass like Rabbi Yeshua and that the Aloche is like Rabbi Elazar. Why? Because Mishnah Rabbi Elazar Yaakov Kavinoki, and there are many Rishonim who say that not only in the Mishnah, even the Braisa, so in Mele we have to pass not like Rabbi Yeshua. So that would be the basis of being machmir like a chachmei itali. But you see, in that machlekes between the chachmei Venetia and chachmei itali is really totally the machlekes of the Rash and the other Rishonim. How we explain this Mishnah of Kankan? All right, that is all for today. Now, I did discuss the Shittas Rambam, but I didn't discuss the Shittah of the Shiltes Ligabi Amshoche. And then, how does the Rambam, I don't have a Gemara, 1 second. Gemara Tmura Samuel. Now, you should go over again, the long tesis in Gmure, and in order to understand the tesis, you have to go over, I'm sorry that I didn't mention it to you, there is the Ashmotes of the Shittim Kopetzes in Gmure at the end, and the Ashmotes of the Shittim Kopetzes in Gmure really explains the tesis in Gmure. And then you should go over in Parsha Chameis in the Shiltes, and what Nitziv Pshat in the Shiltes, what he says. And then the Nitziv explains the Gro in Simen Reish Aleph, Ois Ein Vov, it's Ansiv Godel Mem Dalet, in the Mechaber, but it's Eis Ein Vov. So the Gro points out how the Rambam is Miforish the Gemara in Gemara. Because it looks that the Rambam is contrary to the Gemara in Gemara. You see. So, all right. And then, of course, in the Shin Kubetzes, at the end of Gemara. And then, I would like to start the next few Mishnahs. Yeah, really, in Perek Shlishi. If we'll have time, next year I would like to discuss the next emissions in period.